You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Eskom and the National Energy Regulator, NERSA, are set for a face-off in court. NERSA has turned down Eskom's latest price plan that details how much it can charge consumers for electricity. Eskom has applied to the court to hear its plea on an urgent basis. We've got Chris Yelland, independent energy analyst, joining the Market Update to explain exactly what is going on. Chris, thanks so much for your time. Well, the debate, I suppose, over what is a cost-reflective tariff continues. Just explain exactly what Eskom wants and what NERSA is willing to tolerate.
Yeah, look, I think the essence of this matter is that NERSA believes, probably rightly, that the current electricity pricing methodology is no longer fit for purpose, especially in the light of the Eskom restructuring that is currently in progress, where Eskom is being split into generation, transmission, and distribution businesses, and also in the light of the fact that there is such regular disputes arising between Eskom and NERSA in respect of pricing, this has resulted in a lot of court action, most of which has gone in Eskom's favor. Be that as it may, NERSA believes that this methodology needs to change, and I don't think there's too much argument about that. The problem is that is about the way in which NERSA is going about this, which is posing massive risks to Eskom and to the economy and to South Africa. And it gets down to this point. The law and NERSA's current methodology require Eskom to submit a price application in terms of the current methodology, several months ago, and Eskom complied with the law and did just that. NERSA has rejected the application and said it needs to redo this application based on a methodology that doesn't exist yet. Mm. And this is in the process of doing public hearings to try and develop such a process, which could take months and months, if not a year, to develop. In the meantime, Eskom is being required to submit a new application, and it doesn't have the methodology from NERSA by which to do it.
It sounds like you're saying that on a legal basis, we could see Eskom once again winning against the regulator in court.
Yeah, look, I've learned never to try and second guess a judgment because I'm invariably wrong. Mm. But really looking at the matter and Eskom's position, I really can empathize with Eskom. I mean, how can you submit a price application based on a methodology that doesn't exist yet? And this pushes Eskom into a corner, and it to an extent where it may not be able to submit a price increase for the next year. And that can really prejudice Eskom, which is very severely constrained at the moment, and effectively force government to bail Eskom out still further, effectively meaning the taxpayer has to bail Eskom out as opposed to Eskom being funded from its electricity customers.
Mm. I mean, Chris, do you have any indication of the benchmark or the standard that NERSA may follow in this new pricing model, just based on how other energy companies outside, elsewhere in the world are doing things?
Well, not really. But what I do know and what we have seen is that NERSA has put on its website kind of a discussion document, which is sort of exploring the way forward and asking the public to make input and comment and suggestions on the way forward. So there is this public process in progress, and it all boils down to, as I can understand it, is to try and unbundle the pricing methodology in a similar way to which the Eskom structure has been unbundled. In other words, to create transparent generation tariffs, transmission tariffs, and distribution tariffs for the three different business entities that Eskom is being unbundled into. And yes, I do believe that there is a need for this transparent new pricing methodology, because the existing methodology is based on a vertically integrated Eskom, and it has always been in the past, and is no longer fit for purpose, as NERSA itself will tell you, and I think which is clear in the light of the unbundling that is taking place. So whilst there is a need for this review of the electricity pricing process, it has to be done in a rational, legal way which does not place Eskom and the country at risk. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have to get this right first time. There is no room for messing around and getting it wrong and doing immense economic damage to the country and to Eskom, and then having to redo this. So I think the process needs to slow down just a little bit so that we can get it right first time.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, and especially following the economic damage that we're trying to recover from due to the pandemic. But Chris, thanks so much for that. We'll leave it there. Chris Yelland, Independent Energy Analyst.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.